What's going on out there, folks? Thomas Paine podcast, Paine in the Morning, the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. And let's get a little tune to get things moving here. A lot of you folks out there are going to be passengers over the holidays, or drivers. or sitting in airports. I wonder if the TSA ever listened to Chuck Schumer. If they had staffing shortages, Schumer said, send in the dogs. The police dogs can't handle these cretins.
Oh, yes. Send in the dogs and have those upstart horsewhipped while you're at it, please.
Fucking idiots. Running this country. Quote, unquote, running the country. Of course, Schumer and his whole gang are just puppets. Anyway, gang, as we ease into the holiday, so-called ease into it, a lot of stuff going on. Shout out to the folks on Pain.TV. Thank you, folks, for keeping the conversation lively. And the app is coming out, the Pain.TV app. And we're psyched about that. And, of course, when it does come out, we'll have a a nice backstory for you folks as well, because nothing is easy when you're trying to tell the truth. Nothing, folks. It's easy for for folks who are trying to bullshit people. It's all figured out. It's all settled. But that's a conversation and a topic for another day. Just checking all the controls here. As the show continues to grow, it gets more complicated and more complicated. We just did two different openings tonight. If you're on Pain.TV and you watch the video, you see a different opening then and hear a different song, etc. We're going to be mixing and matching. And one of the additional benefits to checking in on Pain.TV. So we will be experimenting and trying new things. And that's what we've done. This entire thing has been an experiment for 6 years now. Not the podcast, but the entire... My foray back into journalism has been an experiment and an experience. Where are you going to go first? Oh, man, I got to... You know, you folks out there writing reviews. I always get a kick out of people who write reviews. You fucking people got a lot of time on your hands. Even the young bucks are saying, make sure that you tell these guys to go on Apple Podcasts and give you a review so we can climb in the ratings. Jesus, why won't you say it? I say because people are busy and have time to leave reviews, and usually when they do, they're bad. That's why. Anyway, all types of reviews involved in businesses where people could leave reviews. Of course, they can be the biggest fucking scumbags you ever dealt with, but they get their say in a review. And you don't get a chance to say. Even when I wrote my book, people were like, writing reviews, just vicious stuff. Same people that would attack us online. Of course, they were paid if I found out. Likely working for the FBI, etc. They love the reviews. They think that their fucking little review is going to change the course of history. Well, sometimes you have to be careful, folks. I tell people to chill out on the reviews, chill out on the negative bullshit. Hammering small mom and pops. At least wait until you're done with the transaction. Here's the headline. 63-year-old grandmother and a granddaughter who was six. They got kicked out of a Georgia hotel in the middle of the night by police after the woman gave the joint a 3 out of 5-star review on hotels.com. You don't think this is becoming like a police state? You don't think the cops, in many cases, represent businesses at your expense? Well, here's a good example. Another example also, keep your fucking mouth shut. At least until you're done with the transaction and out of the place. People's bottoms up. You're goddamn right. Get out, granny. Susan Legger and her granddaughter had to walk in their pajamas to a new hotel. They were kicked out of the Baymont Inn in Helen, Georgia for leaving a bad review on booking site hotels.com after checking in. Legger said in her write-up that the hotel was run down and its toilet didn't flush properly. Why didn't you just go somewhere else? I don't know. So the hotel manager, Danny Vaz, called a 911 dispatcher and said he wanted her out of the joint because I know that she left us a bad review. And the police showed up in the middle of the night, banged down her door, not kick it in, but banged on the door and told her and her six-year-old granddaughter, get the fuck out.
What?
Be careful with your reviews, people. Some people are review happy. I don't know. I guess I'm old school. I have talked to a lot of people about it. If I get something I don't like, I'm like, well, that's too bad. Kind of a disappointment. You know what I mean? It's a disappointment. So I'll just chalk it up as my mistake as a consumer. And I try to shop and compare things as best as you can. But sometimes it just doesn't go your way. And it's not necessarily the fault of the business or the proprietor you purchase things from, etc. Sometimes it just doesn't meet your expectations. Of course, we have a bunch of baby boomers. Everything revolves around them, too. So, this is the example, too, right here. She falls into the baby boomer. Someone in the baby boomer category. They're always writing reviews and angry about everything. This is unacceptable for me. Yeah, never stayed in a bad hotel, lady. Go to bed and shake it off in the morning. Shake the cobwebs off and shake the cockroaches off sometimes. They're just bugs. They won't hurt you. You grow up tough. You don't worry about these things. She gave 3 out of 5 stars, writing the accommodations were run down, the pool wasn't open, and the toilet doesn't flush well. Well, you know, a lot of pools haven't been open because of COVID. That has to do with code, health codes, in the counties, etc. But anyway, I don't know anything about the Baymont Inn and Suites. I do know that be careful with those reviews. I've told people many times, especially privately. But he cares about your reviews. And by the way, we had a number of people here sending us information. They left reviews on Amazon and other places. One lady left a review on her exterminator. They sent a survey by email. They had an exterminator come out and they weren't really impressed with the exterminator. So they gave the exterminator a 5 out of 10. This is internal. This is internal. The company sends an email out. And the company called the woman. Said, why did you give a 5? And she said, well, the guy was didn't really know what the hell he was doing. He was fumbling around. And et cetera. And they said, well, that's not acceptable. So she thought, yeah, you're right. It wasn't acceptable. And they said, no, it wasn't acceptable that you gave him a 5. This guy has been a top employee for a long time. And you gave him a 5. And he has I'm not fucking kidding. And he has a family to feed. And this is not going to go well on his record. And they implored with her, can you consider changing it? We'll send you a new survey. To which she blew it off. So these people are fucking nuts. To which they called back and said, where's the survey? This is a hardworking guy, for God's sakes. So you wanted to leave somebody a review and a survey? And that might sound extreme. It's like a Seinfeld episode or a Curb Your Enthusiasm episode, but also on Amazon, folks who leave bad reviews are being stalked by the businesses. Doxed and stalked. Be careful out there, folks. Be careful. This isn't... And I say boomers, right? Because they don't quite understand how this could all be happening. We have a number of those folks on pain.tv, and they write support if they have an issue, and it's like, I wrote 20 minutes ago. Why isn't it fixed? And all these things. It's like, God damn, settle the fuck down. We're a small crew. But they likewise don't understand that there's people out there who don't like bad reviews. And so there's a whole cottage industry popping up about people who like bad review vigilantes. So be careful. And here's an example. The fucking police threw this woman and her granddaughter out of the hotel middle of the night. Now, I've traveled before, and perhaps you've traveled before, where you had no money, really. Maybe money for another place, 1 day or 2 days. Or you check into another place they charge these extra fees, like resort fees, extra $50 and things like that. Like, hey, wait a minute, man. I don't have that kind of room on my card, right? When you're on a budget. They can put you in a real bad spot and throw you out of your hotel in the middle of the night. I mean, just all kind of things, right? Some people, it's real tight. That's a reality. Financially. But, be careful. Be careful out there. As we listen into a little I Want a Riot by Rancid, and previous to that, some little kicking it off with Van Halen. I saw with great dismay at 7:48 p.m. on Monday evening, the story moved on the New York Post. Thomas Jefferson statue has been removed from City Hall after 187 years. And the newspaper founded by Alexander Hamilton has dropped the bank safe on Thomas Jefferson. You can't even realize what the insanity is. Thomas Jefferson is no longer in the room where it happens. Art handlers packed up the 884-pound statue of Jefferson in a wooden crate Monday after a mayoral commission voted to banish the likeness of the nation's third president from City Hall, where it's resided for nearly two centuries, because he once owned slaves. About a dozen workers spent several hours carefully removing the painted plaster monument from its pedestal inside the city council chambers and surrounding it with sections of foam and wood boards. They should just put a nice statue of... They could probably get it from perhaps Bill Gates or Fauci, a nice statue of Satan with the ram's horns and everything else. Put that in the fucking city council chambers. Since New York has become the gates of hell, why not fucking embrace it? Get some pyrotechnics in there. Make it look... That's so off. I don't know if I can say that. Yeah, what the hell? Make it look like a Great White concert in Rhode Island. You know, folks are making a big deal out of, and it is a tragedy what happened in Houston just days ago with a number of folks dying. I think it was 10 people died at an event in Houston, like a rap concert. 10 people died. Over 100 died at the Station nightclub in Rhode Island. 100 people. A Great White concert that lasted less than a minute. They came out on stage. It's like a low ceiling, like an 8-foot ceiling, like into your fucking living room. And they had fire bombs and fucking pyrotechnics. The place went up. 100 people. Anyway. So they took Thomas Jefferson out. They lowered the massive structure down the stairs leading to the building's first floor rotunda with a pulley system and ushered the founding father out the back door. Well, that is prophetic in itself. 1833 statute. You can't even. What is it that, let me see if I can find it. What is it that Orwell said? Can we find it? Here, look it up real quick. In 1984. See? Orwell. Every record has been destroyed or falsified. Every book rewritten. Every picture has been repainted. Every statue and street building has been renamed. Every date has been altered. And the process is continuing day by day and minute by minute. Orwell, 1984. Tell me we're not living that. Tell me we're not living that. It's so interesting to me. People are all jazzed up. They continue to be jazzed up about guys like Jefferson and things like that. Anything with links to slavery. They don't understand, or they fail to understand, that they're fucking slaves now. Okay, what happened in the 1800s happened in the 1800s. We understand that. We know that. But you're a slave now, regardless of your color, creed, religion. Take back the power from the Interrupters, and that's the fucking song right there. Forget about Jefferson. What about you? What about your family? What about your kids? What about your grandkids? What about the legacy you're gonna leave for them? You worried about the fucking 1800s? You obviously haven't paid attention to what's happened since the 1800s. Specifically, the last 40, 50 years, they've pillaged your life, your rights, your civil liberties. 1960 civil liberties. Civil rights. What was that all about? That's all been eroded. Now they don't even discriminate along racial lines anymore or anything else. They only discriminate along socioeconomic lines. You're a have-not. You're a piece of garbage. You're treated like cattle. You're treated like... Talk about Orwell. You're treated like a farm animal. Animal Farm. It's really stunning, Orwell and Huxley and this crew. I don't know what they were smoking or what they were ingesting or experimenting with. Well, we do know some of the things Huxley was using, but if you could see the future that well, my God. Of course, it's more complicated than that. Their ideologies weren't exactly, perfect either. Nonetheless, the work speaks for itself, and as to say it's stood the test of time is not even giving it justice, but nonetheless, here we are. And getting back to the original point, you don't understand that you're slaves now. You're a tax slave. That's been said. I mean, that's set in motion. A few years ago, you became a healthcare slave, where you had to buy healthcare in some form, etc., or you get fined, you get a penalty. And then nobody really made a big stink out of that. So then they rolled that into, hey, you know what? We can make these people take injections, or we can segregate and discriminate against them. Oh, and guess what? If you're African American and you live in the hood, or you just came up and your auntie and your grandma and your parents, whoever helped raise you, and I lived in those communities. I come from a single family parent, single parent family, a mom. They taught you, don't trust these bastards. They're up to no fucking good. And so you take that history, you take that, what you learned, your comeuppance from the federal government, all the lies local politicians tell you, state and upwards. They say, I don't trust these people. I'm not going to do it. Oh, well, guess what? They have no problem discriminating against you all over again, segregating you. And we're worried about Thomas fucking Jefferson. It's one distraction after another. Look, look, we're going to remove the Thomas Jefferson statue. And we'll show you that we really care about racial diversity and equal rights and civil rights. No, they don't. No, they don't. Because they're fucking discriminating against you right now and segregating you all over again. Do you realize this? But, this is the Civil War in the 1800s, and the founding fathers must pay for their transgressions. What about the fucking assholes in D.C., right? Motherfucking now. When are they going to pay for their fucking transgressions? Get your head out of the 1700s, unless you're going to stand up for your country. That's a pretty good philosophy to extract from the 1700s. There's so many different ways to go. Don't get me fucking started on this topic with the race pimps, all these guys cruising around, the Sharptons of the world, etc. They won't. Where have they been? It's really stunning. It's really stunning. Where have they been? This is going on 2 years now, this scamdemic. Where have they been in the black communities, anyone? Standing up for their so-called constituents, the people they represent? No, they haven't. They've been paid off to keep their mouths shut. Book it. It's stunning. And there's a number of smart, street smart folks of all creeds and colors, because there's a lot of honkies in the hood who are poor too. I was one of them. And my sister and my brother and my mama, we were poor honkies. And there's a goddamn good reason we don't trust the government. It goes all the way back to being poor. You don't have to go to college, and you don't have to go to fancy finishing schools to be street smart and streetwise. But for those who are, congratulations, you're being discriminated against and segregated once again. So let's focus on what's going on now, the fact that you are a tax slave, a healthcare slave, and on your way perhaps to be a pharmaceutical slave to Big Pharma. That's what your government fucking thinks of you. But let's take some statues down. That'll and the excerpt from Orwell popped into my head. Just, what? Okay, we have some videos for you too. We got a lot of stuff. We're listening to a little more interrupters, and it's good to mix it up. And some of these requests come from the folks on Pain.TV. And we appreciate you folks. Slinging hash over there and slinging intel. Let's take a look at, just for the hell of it, where do we want to go first? Let's start off with a little, it's the holidays, right? Let's start with a little feel-good intelligence here, if we can. How about some Roxy music? More than this? And what more could you want than this, what I'm about to show you? There's so much negativity, etc. And we've been talking about young Austin Beltrani for some time. And he was shocked. Months ago, we're coming up on, it's been 6 months. He was in the hospital. He was third-degree burns on the majority of his body, over 75% of his body, and he was in St. Christopher's in Philly, and then he went to Shriners in Philly. He wasn't supposed to survive 24 hours, but now he's home. And he lost. Well, you'll see what he lost on the video here. I'm about to roll out. He lost his left foot, and he lost his right hand, his left hand, halfway up to his elbows. So, and but he's a fighter. He's a fighter. So we caught a video where he's being fitted for his prosthetic leg, prosthetic left foot. And the look on his face is something else. And his old man's behind him, who I grew up with. And it's just a video. I don't know. Just, I watched it and it struck me as inspirational. And we can use that, man. Fuck's sake, we can use this stuff, right? So let's do a little Austin, and then we'll go right into the other clip on electric cars. Let's go to the videotape.
Stood up this long, 178 days.
Little flex at the hip, a little at the knee. Otherwise, looks awesome. That looks awesome.
Well, there you have it. That's Roxy Music. More than this. What more could you want than that? To see that is fantastic. And we'll keep an eye on him. 14 years old. His entire life ahead of him. A different life. But, you know, arguably it could be a better. You never know when you come out of these things. Take it from me. Not that I had to endure what he had to endure. But also, perhaps take it as a little inspiration. That if you're going through tough times, they don't last forever. And many times, they don't last beyond your attitude and how you approach these things. Great stuff. Now, as we roll toward Thanksgiving here, what else do we have? And I think if folks want to benefit him, you can look it up. Austin Beltrante, Beltrante. He has GoFundMes and things like that. Easy to find on GoFundMe. One other site or two. Is it Caring Bridge or something like that? Anyway. If you want to kick into his, he's that's a long road financially, etc. Yeah, I can't even imagine what the hospital bills look like. But that's, you know, literally, prophetically, one step at a time. And it's the first time he stood up in 6 months, his old man said in the video.